Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks today to many of you who sent in jokes. Kent in Piatone, Tim in Batavia, John in South Bend, Sharon in Burbank, and Shelton, Washington, the state of Washington. Tom sent us a joke. Hey, guys, how does a student dung beetle get to class? He takes a stool bus. Did you hear about the funeral at the pond?
No, what happened?
Some frog croaked. What's smaller than a teeny-weeny fly? That's a fly's teeny-weeny. And I also have this one. George Michael, the lead singer of the band Wham, was sleeping. When was the best time to wake up George Michael? The best time to wake him up, of course, was... Before you go, go, I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. That's when you wake up George Michael. Sign in front of a church, adultery is a sin. You can't have your Kate and Edith, too. Hey, speaking of churches, Dave, do you know how much it costs to rent a church singing group?
You mean a choir?
Okay, fine. Do you know how much it costs to acquire a church singing group? My phone, this is the truth, pinged at 5:45 this morning with a joke from Lou Manfredini. He texted, literally, 5:45 this morning, which I'm up for 5 minutes now, so I'm like, all right, what? Who's on fire? It's a joke from Lou Manfredini. He said, I just bought a horse and named him Mayo. Mayonnaise. I texted him back and said, thanks, Lou. I'll catch up with you later. You mustered this joke on your radio show. Let us talk about it later. I think you'll relish the rest of my jokes. Until then, you're onion your own.
That is very drawn out for 5:45 in the morning.
I know. That's Lou Manfredini. Hey, poor Mary Beth. I bought a hot tub without consulting my wife. Now I'm in hot water. What do you call a droid who keeps taking the long way around? That's R2 detour. And finally, kids, what's black and white and sings?
Is it a penguin? Is it a bird? Is it a dolphin? Michael Jackson? Any of them?
Thank you, Vicky.
You've gone through all of the answers.
Thank you, Vicky.
Was it wrong?
All of them were, yes.
See? That's why I knew. I just had to keep guessing.
Dave?
Zebra Streisand?
Zebra Streisand is good. It's wrong. It's actually better than what I've got. Steve Alexander.
That's better than what I have. I have a zebra at karaoke night.
Mm. Okay, fine. No. You're only hope in the newsroom, Steve.
Yeah, that's kind of close to mine. I said a penguin in a karaoke bar.
What's black and white and sings? The correct answer is Oreo Speedwagon. Okay, wait, but I thought there were two answers to this. I actually gave you guys another answer. What's black and white and sings Huey Lewis in the newspaper? It's hip to be square. It's hip to be square. I thought surely you guys would have one of those.
It's funny how we all took the route of animals.
Zebra Streisand? I'm working out. Some of the black and white jokes are zebra jokes, but some of them are newspaper jokes.
So yes, they are. It's usually either or.
I'm just a little disappointed in you all, though.
Wait a minute. Huey Lewis of the newspapers?
It's so obvious when you think about it.
Say it again.
It's so obvious now when you think about it in hindsight. Huey Lewis and the newspaper.
Yeah. And, of course, everybody's favorite black and white singing group. Oreo Speedwagon. It's 9:43. Send some jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNradio.com. If you don't, I'll just keep reading my own. And you can share them with your friends. Go to WGNradio.com/speedjokes. We post them there every day.